Welcome, everyone, to Way Back Wednesday. Where we go back in time, talk about nostalgic topics. I am Lance Folitomo.
And I am finally back.
Welcome back, bro.
Oh, man, I feel like it's been forever since I got on Zoom and didn't see Marcus on the other side.
Yeah, it's good to have you back. We're going to, we got the NFL draft happening this weekend. So we decided for this nostalgic podcast conversation to be about sports movies.
What we gonna do right here is go back, way back, back into time.
It's been a while since I handed you an L, you know what I'm saying? I'm glad to be back. I'm glad that we chose a movie draft format for this.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, last night Lance was like, yo, should we just do a movie draft? Or I was like, nah, we could just talk about it. And then I was on the bus going home and I was like, hell no, man. What the hell? I sound like I'm scared. I sound like I'm scared. I said, no, actually. Change it to a draft. Do a draft. Let's do it.
Nice. The competition, the competitiveness is back. If you've listened to any of these episodes before where we've done movie drafts, song drafts, we're going to go back and forth to create the best list in the category. And yeah, lots of sports happening recently and currently. Even though it's not football season, the NFL draft, WNBA draft, baseball starting up, basketball's winded down. So yeah, we thought go back into the history of our favorite sports movies and see if, who can put together the better list. Are you a big sports movie fan? Is that like your preference when pulling up categories?
I mean not right now, but I feel like going through the list, at one point in time it was like, you know, it was the thing, you know what I'm saying? Right now, I mean, I'll watch this, you know, if it's a movie about football, I'll probably watch it, you know? like anything football related, I'm like, oh, yeah, let's check it out. Especially on the off season when you just fiend it, like you just like, hey, y'all got some football over here?
You got some more of that football?
Yeah, like that's, you know? So, yeah, it's probably something football related. How about you? Is that like your bread and butter?
I like sports video games. I think sports movies, if they're like inspirational, motivational, get you pumped up, that's a whole different kind of level. And definitely, yeah, going through some of these lists, some of these movies hit when we were growing up, when we watched them as kids, and I feel like we even might have took some lessons from them. Well, first of all, like, what do you consider a sports movie? Anything with a central, like, to a sport or an athlete?
I feel like the main character has to be playing a sport.
Okay. And what or
have some aspect of sport, you know?
Yeah.
Because, like, you don't have to play a sport to be a coach or whatever, but, like, you know, or a manager.
Yeah. You know? Okay. So Ted Lasso is a sports show, even though he's not, like... Not playing, that whole show is like, if you consider like racing to be a sport, boxing, like fighting, MMA, poker.
I mean, what? I don't know, because, you know, I'm a big advocate of esports being sports, right?
Okay. Yep.
I think it takes coordination, timing, you know what I'm saying? You need skill. And I guess in poker, you kind of need skill too, but you need skill in the kitchen too. That don't make it a sport, so I don't know.
I mean, if it's a cooking competition, it turns into a sport, right? You could turn anything into like a sort of a skills competition and see who the
So solitaire. Solitaire is a sport because you can make
it. I mean, if you're going up against somebody else, like for the fastest time, then it becomes a sport. But like if you're...
What if it's me versus me?
Oh, your best time? Your best solitaire time? You have like the ghost version running the cards.
Yeah, why not? You know? I mean, I guess I won't argue against poker. Oh, I can't. No. Yeah. Sports Betty-ish, you know?
Red, White, and Brass? Or is that sports adjacent?
I think that's sports adjacent. Like, I wouldn't put Drumline in sports. You know?
And they weren't like really going up against another person. They were trying to gather themselves. Oh, we're reviewing.
I see where you go with this though. I see what you're trying to do. You trying to, okay. Speaking of sports, Lance is moving the goalposts. Okay.
Look out for that one on the Pacifica Movie Starter Kit next week. All right.
Oh, is that a promotion? Oh, Lance is too good, bro. Red, white, brass ain't got nothing to do with sports. He just played.
Yeah, they're trying to get to the rugby game the whole time.
Oh, I like it. I like the cross pollination right there. Yeah, cross pollination. Come on.
You're welcome for those people. He's just off the top. Get it.
Come on.
All right. let's. How do you want to decide who goes first? We can flip a coin or something.
I'm gonna close my eyes and you hold up one or two. I'm gonna close my eyes. Are you holding up?
Yeah.
I'm gonna say two.
You got it.
All right, let's go. Hi, man. This the first. I got the first pick. Oh,
yeah.
Damn. I kind of wish. All right, man. All right. I gotta go with it. Good. It's the one that we brought up. The only one that we talked about prior to this. I gotta go. But with my first pick of the draft of the sports movie draft 2024. You know, the Sepha M's choose. Remember the Titans. You know, I got to do it. You can't go wrong. Nice. Denzel, come on. Sunshine, you know what I'm saying? You can't go wrong with that. That's such a classic. I feel like any middle-aged man, like around our age group, has grown up on this movie.
Yeah.
You know, if you grew up either watching sports or playing sports, I feel like Remember the Titans, unless you've been living under a rock somewhere, you know, you have to have seen it, and it's such a classic. And I think this movie is the perfect example that, like, the best sports movies aren't the best because of the sports being played in it. Remember the Titans to me is a football movie through and through, but that's not what makes it great. You know, the civil rights movement, the getting the kids to rally together, getting the town to rally together. I think that's the main ingredient as to why this is such a classic. As well as, I know you want to leave me, but I refuse to. Come on, bro. Like, it's just so much soul. It's so many, like, different scenes in this movie that pop out to me. And I feel like anybody who's watched it, you know what I'm saying? Remember when the new QB was trying to tackle him and he ducked under, and you know what I'm saying? Like, so many different things in this movie that come up. Strong
Let
side.
Left side.
Strong side. You know, like,
left side.
You can't, if you have the first pick of this draft, you can't not, you have to start it this way.
Yeah.
How about you, Lance? You familiar with this movie?
Oh, very much so. Oh man, what a great movie. What is it? This is a Disney movie or a Jerry Bruckheimer movie? Oh man, Denzel Washington, Alexander, Virginia, 1971. Yeah,
wasn't that team... Hayden? Don't do that. Hold up, man. Wasn't Hayden Panettiere? She was right. That was her, the daughter.
Yeah, she was the the assistant coach daughter.
Don't skip her. Come on,
Hayden Panettiere.
Yeah, don't skip it. Don't do that.
Heroes.
She didn't put too much work in.
man, there was a bunch of other people. Ryan Gosling was in here. Who else is over here that we would know?
Big dude from
Louis Lastic.
Boy Meets World. The big dude from Boy Meets World. The guy, the big one, all my bad curves, because your mom was riding me all night or something.
Louis Lastic, Ethan Suplee.
Yeah, there we go. There we go. Ethan Suplee, yeah.
This is a great movie. It's one of those, like, inspirational, put your differences aside, come together as a unit, come together for the community, race relations. Well, great pick. Great movie. One of those movies that, like, gets you like pumped up and teary-eyed by the end. $30 million to make, $137 million in theaters. Yeah, that was good. How do you follow that? That's all right. I have to go with a mega movie franchise. It's the only way to get past Remember the Titans right now. And I got to go with the Italian Stallion, Rocky Balboa.
Oh my gosh.
And the first Rocky. And the Rock, I'm going to take the Rocky franchise by proximity or proxy.
Do it. You need it.
Hell yeah. To follow Remember the Titans. Yeah, freaking the everyday man who makes it his goal and trains up to become Philadelphia's savior and fight Apollo Creed for the world heavyweight bout for the title. RIP Carl Weathers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but this one was, I feel like, I don't know, I feel like I know too many people named Rocky because of this movie. iconic, right? And I don't know if it's more so for us as Islanders, but yeah, this movie obviously launched a franchise, made Sylvester Stallone a household name.
Mm-hmm.
For decades and for generations. And I mean, I think the latest one was like Rocky VI, like 10, 15 years ago. And then obviously you got the Creed franchise that Michael B. Jordan is doing, launched from this.
Damn, yeah. Where you get Creed too?
Nah, I'm just... I'm just messing. That's an extension of the story of what it launched, but... Hey, let me get a little
and then you know Rocky two, got
three.
Rocky got lost in the jungle, Rambo 1, Rambo 2.
Rocky running up the steps, freaking training montage to get the world heavyweight belt. I feel like the only movie that can go against Remember the Titans as the number one pick. But yeah, what do you think of Rocky?
Well, I'm going to be a hater first. Should I be a hater first or a hater last? First. Okay. First of all, why Rocky got a bigger statue than Allen Iverson in the real Philadelphia? That's kind of messed up, bro. Rocky got a big old human-sized statue, and y'all gave an actual hero who was really putting blood, sweat, and tears for the city in this little mini 5x5 paperweight.
It looks like the Heisman Trophy. Yeah. It looks like a big Heisman.
It's so small. So, yeah, I think Rocky is disrespectful.
I have an answer for that.
I don't care. It's part of a series, Lance. We're not being smart here, okay?
He knows.
This is called propaganda, okay? This is how you win, all right? You don't say sorry. You just lie. We don't care. It's part of a series. We don't care. All the other Philadelphia legends were the same size and they look all great next to each other. The fact of the matter is, Allen Iverson is this big and Rocky is this big. That's over here trying to make sense. We don't do that on this podcast. We lie.
People might want to know. It's part of a series. Same size.
When I seen all of the statues of that size, I was like, oh, so just Philadelphia is just dumb and
Philadelphia is just diminutive. They're just like shitting on all of their former stars.
No, but I feel like Rocky is probably the greatest sports franchise, movie wise at least. They may, like, if you compare them to a team, that's probably the, you know, Patriots in their prime. Like, you know, Rocky was coming up. You would think after four or five movies, the same thing happening, people would get tired of it. But in the 80s and, you know, 90s, it was, you know, slim pickings. You know, it wasn't too much out there. So Rocky's going to go. He's going to lose the first fight, and then he's going to train. Then he's going to win the last one.
1976.
Dang, in the 70s? Oh, yeah. Yeah, no wonder.
It's had time to seep into the culture and really get into people's heads.
Yeah, but I mean, come on, yo, Adrian, like everybody, everybody knows Rocky. Same thing. I feel like it might be a little ahead, like, you know, a little before my time, just slightly, you know, like what year was you born?
Me, 89.
Okay, so like a couple, yeah, I feel like y'all watched it a whole lot more than we watched it, but I still knew how important it was, like hearing my dad and my uncles talk about it, like, and I remember the VHS tapes too, like they were like, it was like golden. It was like,
I wouldn't say that I like watched it hella. I've seen this movie like twice, but like just off of how OG and how much it spawned. Yeah, I would take it with my first pick since you took freaking the best movie. Remember the Titans.
Yeah, Rocky's a class. You can't go wrong with Rocky.
Rags to Riches. This guy's like a bully, a loan shark, and he turns into like a rich champion years later because a kid that's ungrateful. You know, yeah, it's great.
Yeah.
Your second pick in the sports movie draft.
All right, man. Since Lance want to go all the way to the East Coast, he want to go all the way over there. I got to bring it back home. I got to bring it back home to the Golden Coast of California. Coach Carter
is my second pick.
Rich man. You know what I'm saying? So, nice. Coach Carter, coach coming to this inner city high school, you know, underprivileged community, you know, he used to be, he was like one of the best players at that high school prior. Ooh, he came back and started to be a coach there. And like, it was just, you know, a rough band of miscreants, and he came and brought order and, you know, he civilized everybody there. I remember how big this movie was because, like, after this movie, the basketball team at my junior high and high schools, they started coming to school in a suit and tie.
Oh,
like you know what? Like I will say, now that I'm older, right? I get it. Like, now that I'm in charge of like a youth, like, activity every night, and when you see something on TV or when you see something online and you see it works, you want to implement it where you at too because you think it'll be beneficial for your kids. I get it now, but at the time I was like, bro, these fools just trying to be Coach Carter. Like, this dude trying to wear a suit and tie, sit at the front of the class, like, get the hell up out of here. All right, Mr. Roberts. So Coach Carter came in. He changed the whole culture of the high school, of the basketball team. And he ended up, I don't think he won. You know, I don't think he won, but he ended up making them a very good team, but also even more so a very good group of young men. And like, he had this thing where he locked the students weren't passing classes, but nobody cared. They were like, who cares? They're doing good in basketball. Let them play. And he actually did a lockout.
He locked
the gym. He locked out the gym, even though, like, everyone else was fine with the kids playing with failing grades. He didn't want them to play. So he sacrificed them. He had everybody. And the thing was, I think they even broke the locks, but the basketball players didn't want to go against his wishes, so they actually stayed going to the library.
Yeah.
And it kind of showed them, like, oh, even if they had the ability to play, they still wouldn't because they just followed this dude too much. And so yeah, man, Coach Carter, you know, they had a kid that was dealing with gang life and trying to stay away and just all these different. It was, come on, man, can't go. Come, Coach Carter. How about you? You watch Coach Carter? You a fan?
Bro, I feel like Coach Carter was like the updated basketball version of Remember the Titans. Like, it was getting the team together. Okay, this I'll take one it. Like. This one renegade coach is coming back to like bring credibility back to the high school, the franchise. And it obviously had different things that it dealt with, different subjects, but life for all those different players and the story is great. Samuel L. Jackson, great. You know that the poem where people starting to spit that Our Greatest Fear poem?
Oh, yeah, yeah. What is your greatest
fear? Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate.
Yeah, I remember that. I seen that on a lot of MySpace about me after that movie. MySpace bio about me. Yeah, that's what my deepest fear is, not that we are inadequate.
That we are powerful beyond measure. No, yeah, that's yeah, I feel like that's got the same vibes and impact as Remember the Titans, just the basketball version of it.
Yeah.
Good pick. Damn it. All right. My list has been destroyed. So I'm going to go with a legendary, staple, quotable, lots of cameos, Adam Sandler in a huge run in the mid-90s. Happy Gilmore.
Okay. Oh, I see what you're doing. I see what you're doing.
The guy's name's Happy. He wants to be a hockey player. He's got a super strong slap shot, and he's pretty crazy. And he has to save his grandma's house. So he decides to take up golf and has to fight off a PGA Tour-like champion, Shooter McGavin. There's going to be a sequel coming up to this movie, actually, where they've said there's going to be a Happy Gilmore 2 with both of these guys in it.
You don't get that one, though. Like,
I need all the extra ones.
It's a sequel, and it's going to be a classic, so I should get two classics.
I'm just mentioning. There's going to be a new Happy Gilmore golf movie coming up. Mm-hmm. But yeah, this one, also, Carl Weathers, RIP again. Yeah, so this is funny Adam Sandler movie, physical comedy, Bob Barker beating the shit out of him on the golf course. I feel like a lot of people grew up on this movie.
Mm-hmm.
What about you?
Yeah, I feel like Adam Sandler could do no wrong in this era. Honestly, I feel like Adam Sandler could do no wrong, period, now that I think about it.
Nice.
Because it don't matter what he drop, if it's on Netflix or in the movie theaters, I'm somehow finna watch it. I'm glad you went with this movie instead of the one you mentioned earlier, because Uncut Gems gives me anxiety, and I hate that movie with all my heart. Happy Gilmore was part of that epic Adam Sandler run. Classic scenes, Bob Barker beating him up is probably one of the funniest things ever. Rest in peace, Bob Barker. You know what I'm saying? It's Adam Sandler, you know? You can't go wrong. The people who love Adam Sandler love him through everything, through thick and thin. Like, if you know, Adam Sandler fans are kind of like the Raider fans, you know, it doesn't matter what they throw at you, they'll still be there in the morning. Doesn't matter what heartbreak, the letdown, disappointment, whatever. Adam Sandler has one of the core of core fans. Yeah. And so a win with him is a win with them.
I feel like he's always like all his like candid videos of people catching of him or photos. He comes off as like a decent enough person and not like a jerk or anything.
First of all, you can tell by the way he dressed that he don't care what anybody thinks.
Yeah, the long basketball shorts.
Adam Sandler looked like he always on the way to play a pickup game at 24-Hour Fitness.
Yeah, always ready.
Like, he looked like he is always on the way for a pickup game at the park. So, I mean, yeah, like, he's one of those guys who, like, maybe he's not a Brad Pitt or somebody, but, like, anybody who's a fan, like, loves him as a person. But I see what you're doing, though. I see what you're doing.
What's that?
I see what you're doing, Lance. I see what you're doing. You are solidifying your spot, like, your vote with, you know what I'm saying, our less pigmented friends on the other side of the scale.
Happy Gilmore?
I see what you're doing.
Remember the Titans.
What's next? Jerry Maguire? Is that your next pick?
Moneyball. It's going to be something about baseball.
Trouble with the Curve.
That Magic, Adam Sandler run, 95, Billy Madison, 96, Happy Gilmore, 98, The Wedding Singer and The Waterboy, 99, gosh. Big Daddy.
Come on.
Yeah, Big guy was on fire. Sonny Koufax.
All right, let's get it. All right. So
your third pick in movie draft.
You know what's crazy?
Yeah.
Is you've given me my first three picks.
What?
Yeah, like you haven't taken my first three picks. These are my top three right here.
Oh, nice.
Remember the Titans, Coach Carter, and now. Dang, actually, I might have to switch this. All right, we'll go with.
Live draft.
Oh, shoot. I'm tripping. Hold on. I'm tripping. You went with what? Happy Gilmore?
Yeah.
All right, we just talked about Adam Sandler's impeccable record. You know what I'm saying? We just talked about how great of a person he is outside of his movies. And we talk about his core fan base being the chorus of the core. You know what I'm saying? So I got to go with my third pick, the 7 M's choose, The Longest Yard.
Come on, bro.
You talk about cameos. They got Stone Cold Steve Austin, Kevin Nash.
Yep.
Oh, wait. Is it Stone Cold? Yeah, Goldberg. You know what I'm saying?
Is Goldberg in there?
Goldberg's in there. Goldberg is on the
oh yeah, side. Yeah.
You know,
Steve Austin. That's how a white man runs the football.
Nelly, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. This is pre-slap Chris Rock, so he was still cool. You know what I'm saying? Adam Sandler, of course. You know what I'm saying? Pre-slap, you know? Pre-slap Chris Rock. That's like a, you know. That's a solid. That's like a holographic Pikachu. You know, he's like not harmless. You know, he won't harm nobody, but he's cool. He's cool to have on your team. You know what I'm saying? So that was before. So yeah, Longest Yard. I forgot his name.
Billy Bob Thornton.
Oh, Billy Bob Thornton was in there too. Yeah. Burt Reynolds. Burt Reynolds was in there too.
Burt Reynolds.
Terry Crews.
Yeah,
you know, it ain't easy being cheesy. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you talk about cameos. This movie got cameos for days. So it's about, I forgot his name, but Adam Sandler's character. He was like a super successful football player, but then he got in trouble. He got banned from the league when he got caught shaving points for bets. And so he was like this super great player. But his legacy was tainted. He had an issue. He just didn't. He was depressed. He was rich and depressed. And so he got locked up, drunk driving. And then he got sent to a jail where the warden requested for him to come and said, hey, my officers have a football team that play with other officers around different prisons.
Yeah.
We want to do a tune-up game and want to play against the prisoners so that we could have confidence to be like, hey, we're going to do good this year. They were expecting to whoop on the prisoners and then turn it around. And Adam Sandler, he's like kind of forced to take the position and he builds a team, bro. And he, you know what I'm saying? That was crazy. It was pretty dope because like at first they had a cool little solid squad, but it wasn't nothing special. And then he was like, I need speed. And then it shows Nelly like running in some in some Chuck Taylors.
You know running out of them.
Fast as hell. And so yeah. So it's just like a whole day ragtag of different individuals and they bring them all together and then they end up beating. And it's just a classic, bro. It's that one where they was watching film. They was watching film in that one room over the projector. Yeah. And then that guy was like, hey, like talking hella mess about like the Mala that was there, and then all of
little
a sudden,
Brucey.
And then they showed a clip, and he's over there making out with him. What was that? Tracy Morgan.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, that was hella funny. So,
cheerleaders.
Yeah. Longest Yard, classic. You ever seen this movie?
Nice. This was, bro. You're taking all the movies off of my like top five. I had Remember the Titans at one. I had The Longest Yard 4, Coach Carter 5. I mean, and those easily could have gone up more, but great draft by you so far. Remember the Titans, Coach Carter and The Longest Yard with your first three picks. I've got Rocky, Happy Gilmore, and let's see. This next pick, important to us. This one, a 2014 documentary by Mike Brett and Steve Jameson by the name Next Goal Wins.
Wow, this guy.
Following the American Samoa national soccer team, FAFS, the Football Federation of American Samoa, and their journey to try to score one goal. One goal. Sorry, that's from the movie. This the documentary, though, is like 100% on Rotten Tomatoes, positively reviewed by critics, and is the journey of the team being joined by disgraced coach Thomas Rongen, and how he gets them ready for the South Pacific Games in 2011. And they go out there and do the business versus Tonga. Yeah. This also was turned into a feature film recently by Taika Waititi under the name Next Goal Wins.
Lance is trying to get all the movies.
Kaimano's in it, Rachel House, Michael Fassbender.
You know, also Taika Waititi, after he did this, he used the same camera for Thor, Love and Thunder. So go ahead and use that one too.
Mulgear.
Yeah,
but this documentary shot in American Samoa on Pongo Field, like on the island, the backdrop. I mean, in any documentary, the setting becomes like another character, and we get to see, you know, like the island, and also randomly we get to see people that we know pop up like as part of the island, like photographers at the freaking airport or people working check stands were like, oh yeah, she's been there, that's her job, or he's been doing that. Yeah, so that was also cool too. But you've seen this, right?
I mean, I don't know. Nah, this honestly, this is one of the best documentaries I've ever seen. And I'm not just saying that because it reminds me of the time that I was there. Like, just watching this documentary, just I can just taste the fresh bread from Aveina's. I can, you know, just say I can taste the lumpias in Fokongo from that market over there. You know what I'm saying? Like the panqueque from the market and just different, you know, different things. I can just hear the roosters in the morning. They say, Teve, you somebody get the roosters. You know, like it's watching it, it just, you know, it reminds me of those days at the huts. At ASCC, you know, bombing for quarters to get a Thai chicken plate. Like, bro, you asked me for a dollar yesterday. I'm sorry.
I'll get you back when my batch comes out. Come on, man.
Yeah, well, yeah, my Tony, batch six. Batch six. Oh, just right.
Batch six.
So yeah, like it's definitely nostalgic for me. And it's also just a great documentary. If you haven't seen it, you should watch it.
For sure.
You know, do you know how that came about?
The documentary being made?
Mm-hmm.
Those two guys from England, like, wanted to see the worst team in the world?
They wanted to actually document them going to the SPGs and seeing how they would do. So they documented it. And if you look at the beginning part, like, if you watch it, the beginning part, when they're in the church and they're getting blessed to go to the SPGs, that feels like close to the climax of the movie.
Okay.
The original, like, length of it was supposed to be the SPGs being the last part. And then they left, and then they heard that they were going to get a new coach, and then they came back and filmed more, not realizing that was going to be the movie. So that's pretty dope. Like, that's pretty dope that, like, what they intended to do, and then they chose to come back and shoot more, and then it turned out to be the actual movie that we all love and adore. I thought that was pretty cool.
So it was going to be like a these look at these lovable losers kind of documentary? Well,
it was supposed to be they turn it around for the SBGs. They fell short. And so it wasn't supposed to be like, oh, look at these guys, they suck. It was supposed to be like, this is the redemption arc, but they just didn't redeem themselves.
Yeah.
Yet.
And then they found out they were going to keep going.
Yeah, they found out, oh, they're getting help from another coach. Let's go check it out and see what happens. Boom, that was the real movie. So I don't know if Lance gets points for that movie because I knew more about it than he did.
whoa.
You know, I don't know. But I see what you're doing. I see the pander.
I'm just taking what's left of the scraps that you're leaving from your draft. All I can do is take what falls to me. No, all right.
I see what you're doing. It's okay.
Your fourth pick in the sports movie draft.
Bro, it's ridiculous how many movies of these are still up here. Like, I don't know what you're doing over there. All right, so we got Remember the Titans, Coach Carter, Longest Yard. Should I go serious or should I go playful?
Serious.
You know what? Because you're going playful. You know what? There's another movie that I could get serious with. Damn, but it's not that good. Oh, well.
You've already built up a huge lead. You can take some risks. This late in the draft.
I gotta stay where I'm at, and I know exactly where I'm gonna end at. So with the fourth pick in the 2024 sports movie draft, the Sefa M's choose Hardball. I gotta go Hardball.
There you go.
I gotta do it.
There you go.
I gotta go Hardball. I mean, we've talked about this movie before. We talked about this movie before. Classic Keanu Reeves, Michael B. Jordan before he was Michael B. Jordan. Rest in peace, G Baby. You know what I'm saying? This guy who's addicted to sports betting, just down on his luck. He tries to get some kind of job and whatever, so he chooses to be a Pop Warner. I don't know what you call it, but like a little league baseball coach. Yeah. Doesn't know a thing about baseball. Doesn't even care about the kids. He just needs a paycheck. And it's in the hood, and it just shows, like, you know, how some people, like, you can live in the same place, but in different worlds. And so him, like, there was an instance where, like, he held the team a little later, and the kid was like, yo, I can't be out that late, you know, because I got to walk home. But dude, he just didn't understand because he don't live in that world. And then, you know, it ran late. He went and he was stuck because, like, everybody was outside at the in the projects, and the kid just didn't feel safe walking home. I will say that is kind of, like, not believable because, like, when you in the hood, you kind of take care of your own unless you know what I'm saying, unless it's a weird hood. But usually kids don't really, you know, maybe when he was a little older.
G Baby got hit by like a stray, right?
No, this was the first time. This was the fat kid with the asthma. He was like scared. He was scared. Yeah, okay. So it was about the hood. It was things that, like, you know, if you grew up where we grew up, like, came from, it was like very, it resonated really deeply with us. Mm-hmm. And it was just it was just super dope, you know. Just these little bad old kids over here playing baseball and turning up, and, you know, so Hardball with my fourth pick. Lance, are you familiar with the movie?
Yeah, the green jerseys, the Little Wayne, Little Zane, Sammy song, Hardball. Yeah. Who else is in there? I'm missing one person. I feel like this was a movie I've seen before. It was cool.
This guy.
Do you think if G-Baby doesn't die that this movie, like, still hits?
You not. Hold up. You can't do that. Like, I know what you're trying to do. You're trying to hate, and I try to hate too. But you can't hate in that way, bro. G-Baby is gone. He's never coming back. You can't do this to G-Baby.
Just saying, plot device. He deserves so much more than that. You remember in freaking what's the dance movie? Oh, you got served?
Yeah, what about it?
Do you think that movie comes together at the end if Little Saint, if they're not doing it for Little Saint? That's like some cheap.
Lance, people die in the hood, Lance. It's real, okay? It's real. All right, little bands. You know?
It's like, let these characters live.
You know, nice, I would love to live in ignorance, you know? Just naivete. And privilege. Yeah, just naivete.
Tucked away in the Northwest. why don't they just, like, go out and do
Just live. Dude, just don't get shot, dude. Just... live your freaking life, dude.
Stay alive.
If it's not safe in the ghetto, then just move out. Like, you know what, Lance? You know what? What's your next pick? Soul Surfer? Huh?
Soul Surfer?
Rudy?
It's a hockey movie.
The Mighty Ducks?
No, see, I could have gone with Miracle, right? I could have gone with Mighty Ducks.
I'm going with Bull Rider.
The Raging Bull. Another boxing movie. I feel like I could get that on my last pick. See, now I have to draft strategize.
Yeah, you should have started at pick one because you lose it right there. You can't strategize at pick four, Lance.
Yeah. Damn, this is like a white sport list. I'll just take it now.
And with my fifth pick, the tennis royalty.
Nah, I think that Serena Williams, Venus Williams' dad movie was
okay.
Really good.
Okay, are you going to pick it?
No.
Then it's not that good, Lance.
I didn't watch it. There are so many movies. There are so many movies that they're like, oh, you want, like, good sports movies, and it was like movies in the 70s, 80s, 90s, and they were all like classics, but I ain't never seen any of these movies.
That's why you're picking on white people. That's the only people allowed in Hollywood.
I'm going with movies I've seen and can talk about. Sean William Scott plays a bouncer turned hockey enforcer in the movie.
Wait, you're really picking a hockey movie right now?
Yeah. 2011. It's got Lee Schreiber in it. A bunch of Canadians. Eugene Levy is a dad.
You're not helping your case. You gotta name some darker people.
It's a hockey movie up in Canada. It's a white, predominantly white screened movie, casted movie.
Lance, you are hilarious.
No, man, this was another one of those feel good movies. This guy goes from like a peaceful bouncer to freaking getting ready to fight one of the most legendary enforcers in hockey, his hero, eventually in this hockey league. But he's also got to teach like a asshole captain how to be a team player again. And how to have respect for the franchise and his teammates. So it's like a sports coming of age. Not really coming of age, but it's a good movie. It's got a good heart, just like the main character does. And there's also fighting and hockey. Have you ever seen this movie?
No.
Okay.
Wait, what's it called?
It's called Goon.
Goon, okay.
Yeah, G-O-O-N. Funny, heartwarming, inspiring, motivating. Doug Glatt.
Les, I don't know what group of people you picking this list for.
I'm trying to take the best movies available.
No, you're not, because I got my top five.
I'm just taking what's left.
All right, man.
Except for that one. That one I want.
Since you didn't get it, I guess. So I have Remember the Titans. Coach Carter, longest yard in hardball. I gotta switch it up. No, I don't gotta switch it up, but I want
hammer strength. Build on. Just make it banger.
I think this movie too was a little ahead of my time, but it was a movie that I watched frequently as a kid. I even watched it recently, and yeah, I can't do a sports movie list without this. I don't think. There's another one that I would choose personally, but I know it ain't as popular. So, with the fifth pick in the sports movie draft of 2024, the CFAMs choose The Sandlot. Lance, let me tell you right now, bro. We could have drafted to 100. I never would have chose Goon. You could have left that on the board.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah,
and then I was like, "He's not gonna choose Sandlot. Nah. Save that. I'll just get Sandlot in the fit." Ah,
nice. Sandlot. Yeah, the Sandlot. That's my pick, man. You're killing me, Smalls. You're killing me, Smalls.
I'm gonna have some more if I haven't had any.
This movie is a classic. It's about a kid who moves into a new neighborhood. This was like what, the 70s?
I think it's the 80s. Yeah, man, it might have been. Nah, 70s. I'll look been it
the 80s. I don't think it was the 80s. Maybe 70s. Of a kid who moves into a new neighborhood and makes friends with the local kids who play in the Sandlot. And it's like
62. I wish,
oh, this was in the 60s.
Summer of 62.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's like it shows a lot. I wish there was a time capsule type movie like this for when I was a kid. I'm sure that I'll probably have to wait a little bit, because if this took place in the 60s and came out in what, the 80s or something like that, you probably have to get some time away from the childhood era to get a movie about it. But this movie to me is like a perfect time capsule, because I feel like, and I don't know, and I wouldn't know because I wasn't there, but I feel like this is a great representation of what life was like for a kid in the 60s. You know, maybe not all kids, maybe not darker kids, yeah, but definitely where this kid was from and his little neighborhood. And so people, I feel like people in these small urban communities, at least in the 60s, all had this kind of life. And it just, I think the great thing about this movie is the fact that it's so average and so normal. Like, there's nothing about this movie that just seems outrageous. Even the outrageous parts, right? Like where the kid was looking through the little telescope thing to look over the fence, and like those things were like, you know, they had all this fear. Like, as a kid, when you fear an unknown, like, you remember, like, you thought the absolute worst of things. And like this whole idea of like urban myths and legends building up through stories from passed on from kid to kid, like it just screams, you know, childhood for a lot of kids, for a lot of young boys, because that's what we did. We hung out and we lied to each other about stuff we heard about down the street. and we just made up stories and told ghost stories and had sleepovers. And so, like, yeah, the reason why this movie is so great to me and such a classic to me is because it's so down to earth and believable. You know, nothing about this is outrageous. Nothing about this is unbelievable. Everything seems so real. It's kind of like there's like just... like there just happens to be a camera, like it's like a documentary almost, you know, like, yeah, a well shot documentary. And to me personally, it's kind of like what Way Back Wednesday is. It's like literally, it just brings me back to simpler times, because I remember like being up late and watching this on TV and trying to check the TV guide to see if it's coming on and what time it's coming on. And you got to wait for the TV guide to scroll up to show you all the channels and what time what's going. And so, yeah, so this has a lot of memories to me. So, Lance, have you seen The Sandlot? You ever heard of it? It's a little movie, little thing.
This is one of my sister's favorite movies. Mm. So thanks for sniping that.
You're welcome.
man, yeah, that's that's great. It set in 62. It came out in 93. Oh. So the 30-year-olds, I mean, I guess the 40-year-olds that were watching it in the 90s, they were like looking back at their life in the 60s. Yeah, if I would have took Sandlot, what would you have taken here?
If you would have took Sandlot, wait, you trying to get my pick? Don't you got one more pick?
I do have one more pick, but I'm just like, if I would have took Sandlot with my fourth pick and that wasn't here, what would you have taken?
It's a toss up between Little Giants or Gridiron Gang.
Yeah. Gridiron Gang, huh?
Yeah.
Oh man, yeah, no, I'm like I'm looking at this list, right? Mighty Ducks, Hardball's Gone, Jerry Maguire, I've never seen it, Gridiron Gang, it's got The Rock in it, nice. Like Mike, Shad Moss.
I got Like Mike on there. I got Rudy and Invincible on there too.
I feel like I saw Invincible before, but I don't remember the plot. And then Rudy, I don't think I've ever seen. That's like, I just know the story.
You gotta watch Rudy. You gotta watch Rudy.
Yeah. For my fifth pick in this draft, the final pick in the sports movie draft, Talladega Nights, The Ballad of Ricky Bobby, a NASCAR driver at the top of the game, who takes a big fall, and it takes his dad and a cougar to really find that again. And what does he got? His John C. Riley also in here as Cal Naughton Jr. Oh my gosh, takes over his family. They get back a little shake and bake. Funny, quotable. Will Ferrell also in a great time when this movie came out. 2006. Damn, that is feral timing. Sacha Baron Cohen as a French guy.
Oh, he was the French guy, huh? Forgot about
Michael
that.
Clark Duncan.
Yep.
Yeah. That's where we're going here.
I love this movie. Nice. This movie is hilarious. At one point, Will Ferrell gets into like a little car accident, and then he just goes to a psychological meltdown. And it's all parody, of course. It's all like a joke, but he like basically gets so traumatized that he thinks he's paralyzed. So he's in the place where everyone's in a wheelchair. He's like, man, I can't walk. I can't walk, man. Meanwhile, they're showing him playing basketball in the wheelchair, and he's kicking people. He's kicking people. He's like, I have no feeling below my waist. And he's like doing stuff, like he's standing up, and he's just like doing little things. You can see him moving his legs. And so it's so funny. And what's his name? Duncan? Michael Clark Duncan,
RIP.
He tries to get him to realize, like, no, you're okay. And he grabs a knife and he stabs him. And he was like, you see, I can't even feel that. And then he's sitting there and he goes, ah, and he starts yelling. And like, they're so happy. He's like, oh my God, I can walk. But then he's like, ah, and he got this knife. And the way that they dig it out, the way that they take it out instead of pulling it out, they take another knife and they put it in and they try to scoop it out. And then he's like, cut around the meat. And so, yeah, that movie is so funny, bro. The prayer scene with baby Jesus.
Yeah, sweet little 6-pound baby Jesus.
Yeah, so many quotables. Will Ferrell's one of the funniest dudes ever. And so I'm not mad at that. I'm not mad, you know?
Nice. Yeah, thanks for helping me type up that pick, too. Appreciate it. It's a good one.
That wasn't on my list because I didn't even think of it, but that's I like that whole era, Anchorman, kicking and screaming, you know, like that whole era. Yeah, like, yeah, I'm with it. So
nice. All right.
Hi, man.
Here are the lists. I'm going to start with mine since. Rocky.
Mm-hmm. Don't try to put some Rocky.
The Italian Stallion. Rocky Balboa. Rocky, Happy Gilmore. Mm-hmm. Next Ghoul Wins documentary. Mm-hmm. Goon. It's a hockey film with Sean William Scott. You guys should watch it. And Talladega Nights. Ain't nobody about
to watch that.
I'm so sure people have seen this movie. It's a good one. And Talladega Nights, The Legend of Ricky Bobby. Sepha M's List. Remember the Titans.
Come on. Come on.
Coach Carter.
Come on.
The Longest Yard.
Yeah.
Hardball.
Mm-hmm.
The Sandlot. The Sandlot at ninth overall is that's a failure wild. On my part. That's the wild. Only one I'm taking. That's the only one. I tried to do something. I knew I should have left Goon until the fifth pick. Good job. What a great draft. You killed it. I feel like I took some bangers. Like
I ain't gonna lie. You got a solid second place. You know what I'm saying?
easily in hand.
Bruh, yeah. You know what we should have done? You know, maybe next week. Maybe next week, let's record an episode with Marcus, bro.
Let's do it.
So funny.
Oh, a three-man draft?
Okay. Yeah, but let's change that up, bro.
What? You don't like three
hey,
men?
Can we, yeah.
Three
nah.
men in the yeah, title?
Let's switch some
click
things up. Yeah.
Three-man draft.
Yeah, for the three men. Yeah. Nah, dang, we should have hit him up because he's off this week.
Is he? Oh, okay. And next week it's the next month. Okay. And schedule changes.
Yeah.
If you could do another one this weekend, let's do it.
Probably not this weekend, but maybe next week when he's available. Maybe like a Thursday.
Yep. Yeah. Let's do it, because we're putting out these episodes every other Saturday, alternating with the Pacifica Movie Starter Kit with mm-hmm. these Way Back Wednesday episodes. So, yeah, definitely stay tuned to the Polyticket Network and also to the stream on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. Go ahead, subscribe, follow, rate 5 stars. But, yeah, subscribe to the YouTube channel. Get on there. Those are our lists. Yours has some good. Yours has some good ones. Mine has some good ones. We'll see who people.
Let us know in the comments, man. Who won? Let us know. You don't have to lie. Okay, we're all about honesty and transparency at the Polyticket Network. All right.
Oh yeah, that is our show. For Sepha M, I am Lance Falatomo. Thank you so much for listening, and that's it. We're out. Where's this button?